Chapter 34. The Boundaries of Canaan. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying,
Command the children of Israel, and tell them, when you come into the land of Canaan,
this is the land that shall fall to you for an inheritance, even the land of Canaan, according to its borders.
Then your south quarter shall be from the wilderness of Zin, along by the side of Edom. And your south border shall be from the end of the Salt Sea eastward. And your border shall turn about southward of the ascent of Akrabim, and pass along to Zin. And the goings out of it shall be southward of Kadesh Barnea, and it shall go forth to Hazar Adar, and pass along to Asmon, and the border shall turn about from Asmon to the brook of Egypt, and the goings out of it shall be at the sea. For the western border you shall have the great sea, and the border of it. This shall be your west border. This shall be your north border. From the great sea you shall mark out for you Mount Hor. From Mount Hor you shall mark out to the entrance of Hamath, and the goings out of the border shall be at Zedad, and the border shall go forth to Ziphron, and the goings out of it shall be at Hazar Enan. This shall be your north border. You shall mark out your east border from Hazar Enan to Shepham, and the border shall go down from Shepham to Riblah, on the east side of Ein. And the border shall go down and shall reach to the side of the sea of Kinnereth eastward. And the border shall go down to the Jordan, and the goings out of it shall be at the Salt Sea. This shall be your land according to its borders around it.
Moses commanded the children of Israel, saying, This is the land which you shall inherit by lot, which Yahweh has commanded to give to the 9 tribes and to the half tribe. For the tribe of the children of Reuben, according to their fathers' houses, and the tribe of the children of Gad, according to their fathers' houses, have received, and the half-tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance. The 2 tribes and the half-tribe have received their inheritance, beyond the Jordan at Jericho, eastward, toward the sunrise. Leaders to divide the land. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying,
These are the names of the men who shall divide the land to you for inheritance: Eleazar the priest, and Joshua the son of Nun. You shall take 1 prince of every tribe to divide the land for inheritance. These are the names of the men: of the tribe of Judah, Caleb the son of Jephunneh; of the tribe of the children of Simeon, Shemuel the son of Amihud; of the tribe of Benjamin, Elidad the son of Kislon; of the tribe of the children of Dan, a prince, Bukai the son of Joglai; of the children of Joseph, of the tribe of the children of Manasseh, a prince, Haniel the son of Ephod; of the tribe of the children of Ephraim, a prince, Kemuel the son of Shiftan; of the tribe of the children of Zebulun, a prince, Elizaphan the son of Parnak; of the tribe of the children of Issachar, a prince, Paltiel the son of Azan; of the tribe of the children of Asher, a prince, Ahiud the son of Shalomai; of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, a prince, Pedahel the son of Amihud.
These are they whom Yahweh commanded to divide the inheritance to the children of Israel in the land of Canaan.